Lord Jesus Christ.
And I speak to you in God's holy name, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. I want you to consider Nicodemus for a minute. And I want you to consider the Pharisees. And then, keeping that in mind, let's think about what Jesus said. And then we'll think about what's happening for us today in 2020. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. He was one of the most learned people of his own society. Only about 2% of the population in Jesus' time were literate, reading and writing. And the Pharisees were amongst the most literate people that there was. They really controlled the temple. And after the temple was fallen, the Pharisees felt that they hadn't been good enough in controlling things, and got even more controlling and moved into the synagogues, which were sort of like Jewish community centers, and that's where the worship went when the temple fell, and they really controlled things. And so everything became very rules-centered. They had police that would check out to make sure that you cooked the proper way, that you didn't mingle your pots and your foods, and that you kept your meat separate from your fish, and that you kept your milk and cheese away from something else. So everything was all rules-centered. Now Nicodemus would have been seeing Jesus giving healings, his preaching all about love, his preaching about inclusion, not exclusion. And that would have contrasted diametrically with what he had been charged to do and what he had learned to do in the Pharisaic schools. And the early Christians were known as people of the way, and they were continually criticizing this very rules-based approach to faith. And you also must remember that the Gospel of John was written about the year 100 to 120, about 30 to 50 years after the temple had fallen. And the temple for the Jewish people in Jesus' time was the presence of God. And when the temple was destroyed by the Romans, the people were shocked and amazed and overwhelmed, because they thought somehow God's presence with them had been disrupted. And they were only gradually learning that God is stronger than any physical building such as a temple. But this was a learning period and a time of great distress. And here is Nicodemus starting to question his own understanding of how to worship. And who was he? He came at night. He came with stealth at night because he would be afraid of being ostracized by his Pharisaic peers. And he came seeking more knowledge about Jesus. And Jesus was straight up with him. He didn't just say, "Oh, Nick, it's so great to see you here at night. Let's have a coffee." He really just challenged Nicodemus about what they were doing, because they had put everything into very physical, mechanical ways. Faith for the Jews at Jesus' time was not about being infused with a spirit of love, but it was all about doing the right thing. I mean, if you think some of the folks that you may have met over time who were Calvinists were strict, these Pharisees were even more strict than the strictest Calvinists you can imagine. And I understand how they would have got to that point. I mean, right now we're all anxious with cause about COVID-19, the new virus that has no antibodies. And people are getting sick. People are getting so sick they are dying. And so we're having a lot of precaution, as I've talked about today. So this is not the first plague that's come around. I mean, it was the flu in North America and the world and about 100 years ago in 1918. And people had to take precautions then. And there's been plagues and flus throughout the centuries. And so back in the time of Jesus, there were flus and plagues as well. And people reacted to it. And part of the faith would be getting to be very conscious and concerned about cleanliness. I mean, it was so that at the temple, when the temple was standing before it was destroyed in 70 AD, there was a big bath at every entrance to the temple. And you had to strip down, go have a bath, then come out of the bath, put on temple clothing, and then you could go to worship. Good thing they weren't in a northern climate. But that's how people worshiped. And that's when you talk about the pools of memory and so on. Those are all the bathing pools that people had. So, we can understand why the Pharisees were in the space they were in, but Jesus challenged them. He said to Nicodemus, it's not about the physicalness and how you look on the outside, but it's also what's in your heart. It's connecting with the Spirit of God and connecting in a way that is loving despite all the things that are around you right now. We must connect in a way that's loving and appreciative and caring. That is a profound message. And Jesus was saying, it's not just by water, which was the cleansing going into the temple. It's not just by water, but it's also by your spirit that you are made members of the kingdom of heaven. And that is what is happening today for us. We must have a spirit of inclusion, of loveliness, of forgiveness, of caring. That's the central message of this gospel today. I've got a tickle in my throat. But other than that, I feel fine. For those listening on the radio or on the tape, it's I pretended to fall over. But we have to be aware. We have to be aware that as we meet one another, we meet with charity. We meet with love. We meet in the spirit of Jesus. It's not just about the concrete things that are easy, the water, but it's also the spirit of love, forgiveness, reconciliation, being willing to be embracing of differences and caring about each other. And that's a challenge. But in this season of Lent, as we move towards the cross and then through the cross to Easter, it's a time of thinking, am I in my relationships? Always being judging by, are they doing it correctly? Did they use the right language? Or whatever. But remember to have the spirit of charity. As Christians, we are to have a spirit of inclusiveness, forgiveness, love, and charity. And I'm speaking to myself, too. Like, I'm always, when I'm listening on the radio, and somebody uses the wrong grammar, I want to correct the grammar. The pronoun was wrong or whatever, because I had it beaten into me so much when I was a kid. But that's just silly. You know, that's just not important. What's important is to have a listening for the message and a care about the person. So in this week and in these weeks as we head towards Easter, challenge yourselves. Am I being in the spirit of Jesus as well as know that I'm following Jesus? And as we receive the sacrament of bread today, a symbol of the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Christ, God's love given to us, that we take this symbol into ourselves and reaffirm our commitment to be people of love on the journey with Christ. May God bless us all. Amen.